Hello, race fans, and welcome to Disc Golf Daily. Today is Thursday, April 11th. It's time to get caught up with disc golf news and growth in about 10 minutes. And if you were ever going to skip one of our podcasts, this is the one. There's not a ton of stuff going on, and there was no event last week, so the United rankings didn't change. Having said that, we'll try to keep it fun and quick. Now let's get to it. Oh, whatever you do, do not share today's podcast with a friend. This one's very boring. Do not tell anyone about this podcast, please. Tell them tomorrow. We'll do better tomorrow. I promise. Our number one news story, a holy shot rant. Now, don't get me wrong. I like Lucas over at Green Splatter. He does a great job covering topics nearly every day. But today's misses the mark. He complains about the naming of the holy shot. While conceding that many people likely used a phrase similar to holy crap when they saw the shot, he argues it is not witty enough. The shot, in referring to Jordan's 1989 shot to beat the Cavaliers at the buzzer, is not witty. The catch, in referring to Dwight Clark's catch to beat the Cowboys in the NFC Championship game, not witty. The drive, referring to Elway's 98-yard drive in the final minutes of the 86 AFC Championship game, it's not witty. Famous moments in sports don't need to be witty. I'd even argue that they should not be witty. This is not a moment to be pithy or clever. This is a time to celebrate the magnitude of the moment. Additionally, he argues there was nothing religious about the moment, mentioning Tim Tebow and Johnny McRae as people who literally thank God for their ability and success. However, sports moments are named after religious ideas because religious ideas are so embedded in our culture, not because the moments had anything to do with religion. Roger Staubach's original Hail Mary to Drew Pearson in 1975 was not religious. Franco Harris's immaculate reception, where he caught the ball off the back of another player in the 1972 playoffs, was not religious. Even the Miracle on Ice, the name of that, has religious overtones. Lucas, keep up the great work, but you missed on this one. The Holy Shot is an appropriate and fun name for the most incredible disc golf shot in history. Our number two news story, the Brixton one-of-one auction for charity. This was a great idea. I hope they do it every year going forward, and I hope it becomes a thing. Some fun stats. The four cards that are going for over $200 each as of yesterday afternoon, Brody Smith at $255, Calvin Heimberg at $223, Kristen Tatar at $213, and Simon Lazat at $207. All told, over $3,000 will be raised for charity through the auction. Thanks to all of the players, Brixton, Edge, Uplay, the Paul Macbeth Foundation, and the Saki Bomb Foundation for helping to make this a success. Here's to doing it again next year. Our number three news story, the Infinite Discs blog came out with the best roller discs. So, just a fun little story. When I started playing disc golf in 1987, no one in Virginia threw rollers. The first time I saw a roller, I believed it should not be allowed. The person that threw it was immoral. Alas, I did lose that battle. But note, if you are designing a course, remember that there are probably some freaks out there that will try a roller on every hole. You should think about this when doing your design. Sometimes invite them in, sometimes shut them down, depending on what shot you want to test. Having said all that, Infinite has come out with their list of the best rollers. I'll recap the top roller from the top five companies listed. Innova's Sidewinder, the Infinite Sphinx, Prodigy's F7, Latitude 64 Diamond, and the Westside Queen. Great rollers. Go get yours, and I'm going to design a hole that won't let you throw them. Speaking of hole design, our final news story is about the Triple Mando at Maple Hill. There's a good discussion going on over at Reddit about the new Triple Mando at Maple Hill on hole one. It protects the peninsula green on hole one. Tomorrow I'll be talking... Oh, real quick, I do want to mention the picture in the link shows a basket short of the Peninsula Green, that is our temporary basket. That is not going to stay there. Tomorrow, I will be talking about my thoughts on Mandos and disc golf, as well as the thinking behind this one. If you want your comments to be a part of the conversation, click the link in the show notes and let your thoughts be heard. Hello, Reddit. Now let's talk some numbers. All right, Thursday is our United Rankings of Disc Golf, where we combine the Disc Golf Daily Rankings with the Stat Mando Rankings, Power Rankings, PDGA Ratings, and the PDGA's Disc Golf Rankings. We put them all together, and just like last week, Calvin and Gannon are still tied at first with 75 points. Ricky and Anthony are tied at third with 20 points. And on the women's side, Kristen still leads own 95 to 80, with Missy rounding out the top three at 40 points. There were no significant tournaments. We only count Elite Series and above, so nobody made any moves. And we look forward to updating these after the Jonesboro Open. That's it for us today. Thank you very much. If you have any thoughts, news, or questions, shoot us an email at discgolfdaily@aol.com. Have fun, throw them straight, and hit the thin gap.